Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Your trainer, Melanie Cole, is here to motivate and help you perform. It's time now for Train Your Body.
Do you have 1 minute? Do you have 1 minute to exercise? And if you did, what would be your exercise of choice? And would it make any difference if you exercised something for just 1 minute? Well, of course it would. And we are your minute trainers here today. I'm here with Grace DeSimone. She's the group fitness director for Plus One Health Management and the editor of the American College of Sports Medicine's resources for the group fitness instructor. Welcome to the show, Grace. So minute to win, minute to exercise, minute to do something. What can we do in a minute?
It only takes a minute. You can do anything. I actually developed this idea because people always come to me and say, what can I do? I'm going on vacation. You know, they don't have their guided training session, if you will. And I came up with the idea and turned it into a class where you do everything for a minute. And it's easy to remember, isn't it? So you take, if you have a minute to do an exercise, and it gives you a very simple goal, it's easy to remember. And then you can organize the exercises as you wish. So, for instance, if you're a beginner and you march in place for a minute, followed by knee lifts for a minute, and then you're in the kitchen, because you all like to hang out in the kitchen, right? And you do push-ups off the counter for a minute, and you did that over and over and over again, march in place, knee lift, and I did push-ups off the counter, and you did that 3 times through, you would be exercising for almost 15 minutes, and you'd have a cool little workout. So that's the idea behind it, is it's easy to remember, and you can have fun, like a game. So you make a little bit of a game out of exercise. If you have 10 minutes and you did 10 exercises all different, you'd have a really complete, great little workout going.
Well, it also goes right along with the fact that high-intensity interval training, the HIIT training, reached the top of the fitness trends list for ACSM. So you can do something just for a minute, push-ups, lunges, sit-ups, jumping jacks, any of those things for 1 minute, and you've done something to burn calories, get your heart rate up, mm-hmm. and really build muscle all at the same time.
Mm-hmm. And if you do them in succession, for instance, let's say you said, we're going to do push-ups, and we're going to do lunges, and then we're going to do squats. If you did all those exercises in a row without a break, that would be fairly intense. Now, that might be a little too intense, and if it is, then you could take a 15-second break or a 30-second break, and then repeat and go into your next training interval. So you do a minute of push-ups, take a 30-second break, do a minute of squats, take a 30-second break, do a minute of lunges, and work up to no breaks. And then you go one after the other after the other. It's extremely efficient. It will absolutely burn calories, increase that metabolic effect that we're all looking for, and it's something that you can work up to, and you can do it anywhere. You don't need any fancy equipment. All you need is yourself and a stopwatch or your smartphone.
Well, absolutely. So you keep track of time. And give us some of your favorite. You mentioned lifting your legs. You mentioned I love jumping jacks, push-ups, a wall sit, squats. Give us some of the ones you like to do. If we were to pick 7 or 8 favorite exercises that we could do 1 minute each, pick mm-hmm. your favorites.
Well, here's what I wrote a couple down. I made a little workout for us. So exercise number one, we're going to do a little warm-up. We're going to march in place. Number two, which I mentioned already, we'll do some knee lifts. Then if you're up for jogging, you jog in place. Follow that by push-ups on your counter or your desk. So now we got the heart rate up. We did a little upper body. I'm being very careful not to have you put your head below your heart and go down to the floor and stand up and come down. And because that, for a lot of people, that doesn't work really well. It makes them a little dizzy. So I purposely kept your head up. Now you're going to do some squats or wall sit. Then if you have stairs, go climb them. Climb up the stairs one by one or two by two. Run down the stairs, go back up, and do that for a minute. And then while you're there on the stairs, you can do tricep dips right off the bottom step or the next to bottom step. Get up and do some lunges. Finish with planks. And then roll over and do crunches. And there you go. 10 exercises, total body.
Wow, I am going to repeat those. She's saying march in place, warm up a little bit. Add some knee lifts in there. Then jog in place. Then do push-ups against a desk or a wall or something that isn't going to move away from you when you lean into it. Then squats or a wall sit. Then run up and down your stairs a few times. Always a good thing to do. Then on the lowest stair, you can do dips where your feet are straight out, your hands are on the stair sort of behind you, and you lower your tush up and down off the floor. You'll work in your triceps that way. Lunges. My favorite exercise, do them on the stairs, do them on the regular floor, do them sideways, backwards, any way you want. Planks, great exercise. We've talked about them a lot on this show. And then lie down on your back and do some crunches. That's about 10 perfect minutes. And you only did them for 1 minute each. Why don't people think, Grace, that these are going to get them results? Because it seems too quick or too easy?
Because they're not fancy. Well, you think it's easy until you do it. I just had a gentleman 2 weeks ago, and he was with me, and he happened to be the only one who showed up for a session, and he says, "Oh, you want to go home?" I said, "No, give me 30 minutes." And he's like, "Really?" What, and that, this is the game we played. And after 20 minutes, he was like, "Oh, I'm sweating. I can't believe how hard this is." So it can be very challenging because it's cumulative. And then you can organize it. You could do all cardio, right? Do all things that are cardio-based, and you do that for 10 minutes and tell me that you don't feel like you got a little bit of a workout. Or you could do all strength, or you could do exercise number one is a cardio exercise. Exercise number two is a strength exercise. You could do all lower body, do all upper body, do all core-based. So, I mean, you can actually have a little bit of fun with it, and I even write them down on index cards when I'm teaching and organize my index cards for, you know, the order that we're going to be doing the exercises in. So it really is very playful, and it's simple, and it's very effective.
I love that you use the word playful, because I think that that's a key to making some of these kinds of things. You know, working out does not have to be a breathing hard, sadistic kind. I mean, people have called me all kinds of names, Grace, over the years, but when you make it playful and you giggle and you laugh and you say, come on, you know, I have clients that scream while they're doing jumping jacks, but whatever it is, and I do love jumping jacks, try doing those for a minute or jumping
try doing
rope
those for a minute.
For 1 minute. You know, it's one thing to do 30 of them and then do 60. And people don't realize, like you say, that it is definitely challenging, and you can make it more challenging if you want to add holding a ball, like a little medicine ball. Just hold that while you squat and do your knee lifts and do your, you know, lunges, or do your any of your exercises that we've talked about. You know, hold that medicine ball and jog in place.
Sure.
So that adds to the challenge. So do it with groups. You can do it by yourself, right? I mean, there's no limit to how you can do it, but
kids.
You do.
I mean, that's
you
the
can.
Other thing.
Now, do you
kids
advise putting something up? Do you advise putting some, because I think that some people say, oh, well, I don't know if I'm going to remember what to go from next to the other, and we only have 30 seconds left, but what if you were to put something up on the wall and just sort of go from one to the next so you can look at something?
Absolutely. You can write it on the, I just wrote it on a little card, and I can see it. I can take it out of my pocket wherever I'm going. Yes, you can definitely write it down so you can think, oh, what things do I want to accomplish? And also choose very basic exercises, because you know what? The basics are awesome, and they work. You don't have to be fancy.
Basics are awesome.
You don't have to be coordinated.
And you don't need any fancy equipment, and you learned it right here. The one-minute workout, doing many exercises you combine for 1 minute each, and you will give yourself a really challenging and fun workout. This is Melanie Cole with Grace DeSimone right here on Radio MD and Train Your Body. Stay tuned and stay well.